Welcome, gorgeous souls. Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And we are in the Thanksgiving week, the biggest holidays in the US. Janet and I, we both lived there. We both enjoyed it, the Thanksgiving. I, as a teenager, learned about the Erntedankfest, sort of like the thankfulness for the harvest feast they had in Germany. And it sort of swapped over a bit, of course, with the gratitude. But Thanksgiving can, and the whole holiday time can also be a bit stressful because we sort of fall back into old family patterns. We have to fit in, or we have to celebrate a certain way because that's traditions, and somehow we can never be ourselves. So this is a whole lot of areas we gonna touch today. Thank you for being here, Janet.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Yes, giving thanks is an important part. To me, I see it as like the gratitude when we talk about gratitude, how important that is in our well-being for so many things. I mean, from the NLP perspective, it's about the shifting the perspective of your brain. So if you tend to be focused very much on the negative, starting to look at the positive, and giving gratitude for what you do have, not what you don't have, really starts to shift that focus. And also, as well, using gratitude, and really, it has to come from your heart and soul. Like, people just do it like a tick list. And that's not how it is. It's how you feel, it's the feelings and the emotions. And when you're in that state of gratitude, of giving thanks, of being thankful, your frequencies raise. And we all know that sort of when you raise your vibrational frequency, that brings you into a better space, a more positive space. And if you're into manifesting, that is the space that you need to be in. So it ties in with so much aspects of our lives and changing from that negative to that more positive focus. So yes, I'm giving thanks for that.
Definitely. And I loved when we lived in the US to really celebrate Thanksgiving. It was a big thing and something we don't know here in Europe, not in that way, and with the children and traveling or doing something special. But it can be very stressful, you know, with all the cooking, the all preparation, everything has to be a certain way, or and it's especially also the traveling, you know, you have stuck motorways, and even the airports are overflown with people going back home for Thanksgiving. So let's talk a bit about that stress, maybe also having to celebrate a certain way, maybe giving yourself up to keeping the peace, or fitting in, having that annoying brother, or then maybe your parents not being truly happy of what you've done through your life. I mean, there are so many aspects of that celebrations. And again, yes, it's always important to be grateful for what you have and maybe focusing on the good. And I think that's a good attitude, you know, because when before I go into family celebrations, I always set intentions of only seeing, only hearing the good and focusing on the good things, and seeing my family for who they are. You know, we're all sort of pretending or hurt, or, you know, it's not taking things personally is the key.
Exactly. I've just come back from visiting my family. And yes, the traveling is can be very stressful. We had some serious traffic issues getting to the airport and then coming back because of the storm. Our plane aborted its first landing at Gatwick Airport and we had to do a run around. And if we hadn't been able to land that second time, we'd have ended up in Manchester. So travelling at this time of year as well becomes very is stressful. And unfortunately, because I used to love traveling, but now it's just like getting to the airport, getting through security, getting, and it's so busy. And yeah, it for me, I definitely get stressed by this. And I have to then sort of like, yeah, as you sort of say, it's almost like I have to put do protection around me and also kind of just remain calm and go with the flow. Because I have to say, there were so many people out on the plane because of the plane was really moving around in the wind, in the storm. And quite a few people were getting quite upset. And the way I looked at it was, well, you know what? If the plane is going to crash, there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. So I just have to trust and call in the angels to help. And we landed perfectly, albeit the south terminal instead of the north terminal, but we were in the right place. So that was all good. And then we got home safely. So I was giving thanks that we all got home safely. But yes, it is a stressful time. And this, as I get older and get more settled in my spiritual well-being, I find it easier to spend time with my family because, as you sort of say, I'm more open and more go with the flow and don't fight against things so much. And it just makes it easier. And it's easier for me, it's also easier for everyone else. And I think that's important. So just to go with the flow instead of fighting it, expecting it to be that expectation of expecting it to be a certain way is just rock up now and just go, well, whatever is and whatever people want to do. And I'm happy enough. It's just being with, for example, being with my parents, being with family is the important thing. And I had a lovely, lovely time with my mum and dad, my siblings, and it was lovely and caught up with some friends. Even though it was a very, very short visit, it was lovely. So
That's
yes.
wonderful. And yeah, like you, the more I learned to accept myself, I was more accepting of others. You know, I allowed myself to be me. And so that gave me also the freedom of others to be who they are. And another thing is not taking things personally. It's from Wayne Dyer, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, "What other people's say and do is their karma. However, how you react on it is yours." So taking that always sort of the mirror work, you know, if someone says something and you get upset, then sort of thinking, why? Where did it touch me? Where do I still have things to heal, to let go of? And just taking things as an opportunity. And like you know, when the parents or my mom gets older, it sort of could be the last Christmas, you know, and treasuring that and giving thanks for her being my mom and not thinking over what she didn't was or how she wasn't the mom I so wanted or needed, but focusing on fulfilling my own needs and being complete as I am and giving thanks to my mom and of course my siblings for their part in my upbringing so that I could then learn from it all. And of course that's another gratitude, you know, really being grateful for who you are, how far you've come. And I think it's also that time to again look back over your life. It's like, you know, with the farms, they look back over all the things they planted, how much they could harvest. And for us, it's always how far we've already come and being grateful for the journey and all the experiences that shaped us in the way we are and what we could learn from. And of course, clearing the energy. It's like clearing your own energy, but if you have sort of a, if you know that that person or the other person is always sort of triggering you or annoying you or something, clear that energy beforehand and clear the space. And all of a sudden, you get to know that person on a different level, on a clear level, without all that baggage you've
Yes.
already collected. And that's really important to come there. No, I think it's always good to not have expectations, but being present, just being truly in the moment, especially when it's stressful to travel. Don't focus so much on, oh, I have to or need to go there, but okay, I am at the airport. Okay, security done. Now I can wander around till I get to the gate and not being too stressed, but being more present.
Absolutely, I have to say, as I do that, I have to take it one step at a time, and I trust that it will all work out. Because as I say, we were stuck in traffic and it took way, way longer than anticipated, and luckily we left enough time. And we were fine. And when we got to the airport, what was quite nice when we actually got to the airport, there were no queues for the baggage drop. Normally, there's just one massive, massive queue. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, if there's a massive queue, all you can do is join the back of it and hope that you get through in time. But actually, we just came in and walked straight up. And put the, and I was thinking, oh wow, that's not so, you know, the
Universe
access.
prepared.
Yes. So just not stressing about it and just going, well, I just go with it and just one step at a time. And my husband had booked for us to go through security, the fast track, just in case. So that was, but to be quite honest, we actually didn't need it, but it was there and it was easy. Yeah, so the whole thing actually ended up, I didn't stress about it and we were fine. And even coming back again, as I say, on the plane when it was having the issues, yeah, it's not pleasant. It's, you know, uncomfortable. And I know for some people it is something that is a great fear for them. But for me, I have to say is I just now get on an airplane or get into a car and, you know, you trust that your angel team will take care of you. And if it is your time, it's your time. You know, you can't do anything about it. So why worry? And that's a big learning for me because I was a massive, massive worrier and a massive, I think, sort of, I had to control everything and everything had to be sort of like done perfectly. And wow, I'm so glad that I've been released from that. I still have moments, but generally it's a lot easier. I'm more relaxed about things, which has really made a huge difference. What about you, Caroline? What are you thankful for?
I mean, of course, for my three children, the dog, the cats, the young kittens that had their first snow and will celebrate their first Christmas, you know, and just the snow, the weather, nature, this morning, just the fresh air. It's just amazing. And yeah, all the people you meet and the yeah, the family. I mean, I have, I think, 56 cousins. So it's, you don't really, you're not close with all of them, but then if you see one or the other, and it's just heartwarming, or friends that I haven't seen in a while, and then you meet again, and that's also just beautiful to have that time, or wandering over a Christmas market with a friend, having that tradition, and just browsing through and enjoying that time together. And I think My children ask me, what do you wish for Christmas? I say, nothing. I have everything.
Yeah.
For me, the greatest gift is always time together. So a little trip, a little outing, or having hot cocoa together is just
Yeah.
perfect for me. And I think maybe it's the sign of getting older, but it's just that coziness, that togetherness, that being, and truly treasuring that, and all the people or my clients, you really have that heart-to-heart connection. And yeah, there's so many beautiful things to treasure each day. And like you said, I feel it in my heart. It's sort of like opening up and really vibrating when I'm grateful. And I used to do that, like, oh, five things, okay, what can I find today? Sort of like, but then that's not gratitude. That's just making a list, right? So
Yeah.
that's important to really get into the feel and sort of savoring it. It's sort of like when you have a really delicious dinner and you just, oh, really savoring it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sort of, gratitude journals are a great place to start. Absolutely, just sort of get used to that sort of tapping into it. But I think you really need to learn that it really is about the emotional and feeling side of things. Because I think that's where probably for me in the past it was like, yes, I was doing it, but it was not the connection, it was not the emotional connection. And I think that's where you have to learn that that's the key, that is the key, the feelings associated with things. And as empaths, we know about feelings.
Deeply, yes.
But I think for so long there was sort of like such a disconnect with me for different reasons. And now that it's coming more, it's on realigned, and that makes a difference. I mean, I have to say, when I look back and think of how I actually struggled with so much, and I mean, stressed and worrying, and the expectations of like constant expecting things and they just never worked out, and the disappointment and the frustrations. I mean, it was a bit of a roller coaster ride. Please, now that I've found a different way and life is a little bit easier, and certainly, as you say, like feeling happier and more content with your life, more accepting of things, is all part of that process, that journey. And really, to me, the powerful one is like the one, the key that unlocks it all is, well, self-love and gratitude are the two, I think, are the key to opening the way. And
Yeah, and self-love is all part of that letting go of perfectionism and accepting you the way you are. And I think so many people I speak with, I meet, they are still longing for the perfect life or putting so much stress on themselves that everything is perfect. And if they make a tiny little, I wouldn't call it mistake, but just a tiny little something, they feel like, oh, they did it wrong, they're not good enough, and it's just such a drainer of joy. And especially around this time, if you're one of those persons that puts so much stress on yourself, maybe just gently let go of a bit and allow more ease into your life. And for me, I was like this, of course, too. And then I think it was 15 years ago or something, we had Christmas dinner and everything prepared and everything ready. And then we had to cook, and I was, oh gosh, all this cooking. And then my three kids, still tiny, we all were in the kitchen and they all helped and we all prepared it together. And that was the most wonderful, wonderful Christmas we had because we did it all together. And I think and then I got the feeling of what family, what Christmas is all about. It's not about having the perfect dinner, having the perfect tree, having the perfect setting, having everything perfect, and at 8 p.m. you all sit down for dinner. But it's about togetherness, to ease, to maybe even, buy things or, lessen your burden. And I think especially moms try to do it all. Ask for help. Others are really happy to contribute and take off a little bit of that stress. And nowadays my daughter decorates the tree and I'm so happy. I mean, I always did that with the children as little. We did it together, but it was more stress to sort of figuring it all out. But it was fun. That is good memories. But it's really, if you can let go of perfectionism and just be in the moment, have that heart-to-heart connections and that feeling of love and gratitude and togetherness, focusing on the positive. And one thing I ask you to do, all of the listeners and viewers, is for everybody you meet at Thanksgiving or Christmas or before, have one compliment. One compliment for each person that helps you focus on the positive. And sometimes, for me, it comes sort of naturally. Oh, your eyes are so sparkly. And the people, I mean, you really feel how grateful they are to hear that because they don't see that. We never see our own beauty. But if we point out something like, oh, you have such a gorgeous smile. And it really is the spirit of the holidays. So please, please focus on the positive and gift everyone with a little compliment.
I love that, Caroline. Thank you everyone so much for sharing that with us, because you're absolutely right. We are now becoming where we don't tend to do that. We're all rushing around. And I have to admit, if somebody says to me, your hair looks good, or it does make you feel good. And it doesn't take much, and it brightens up somebody's day. Absolutely. Thank you.
This was Thanksgiving, Erntedankfest, family relationships, and so much. If you have any questions, reach out to us. And if you love more insights in self-compassion, self-nurturing, please sign up and you receive my advent calendar with 24 grateful ideas and little exercises and things to just ponder. And it keeps through 2025. You can always come back to one or the other exercise. And I would be so happy to share that with you. You get one PDF with all of it in there and always happy to share more love with the world.
Absolutely. And I have a Black Friday offer of 50% of all my courses at the Soul Magic Academy. And we'll share the links to both Caroline's offer and to my offer. So please check them out.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful time, Janet, and we'll be back here in 2 weeks. because in between, I will see Janet in real life and we can hug each other. And I'm so looking forward to that one. Thank you so
Absolutely. Me too. Me too. Love and light. Blessings, everyone. And thank you.